Good afternoon. Now I become pilot. I don't know where it's going, but let's say maybe Africa or Tibet or maybe Uganda. Where's it going to be taken? I'm not sure. So first, before we begin preliminary the meditation prayer for success of teaching that which you are going to listen, stand, and that you are going to reflect, meditate, to be successful. Putting the practice of meditation for that. So before that, I would like to say that I would like to thank and to say happy that that many sanghas gathered here and to say and also as well as Sally, that us all gathered here to do something meaningful. In this life, to do something meaningful, beneficial, in this life, while we have this most precious human rebirth, or this precious human body, that every sentient being has full potential to be totally liberated from the any types of suffering, any types of unhappiness, and cause of unhappiness that which is within all those wrong concepts, all those negative emotional thoughts. Not only that, I think to say, the full enlightenment, the pure happiness, by completing the path, say, in this mental continuum, the complete spiritual path, in that way, being able to achieve the total cessation of not only suffering but all the defilements, gross subtle, all the gross subtle mistakes of the mind, and completion of all the realizations to say to come to reach this point to reach this say the perfect state the great liberation. So everyone has, not only human being, this everyone even including ants, mosquitoes, even those very tiny insects that you can see without machine, with this eye can see, even those very tiny ones only you can see through only with machine, including those. So everyone has this potential in the magical dream. But here, this time, we have received this precious human body, which gives all the opportunities, skies of opportunities that to be able to utilize this potential that we have, the nature of nature of the Buddha or nature of the fully enlightened, fully awakened or fully enlightened being. as he gives all the opportunity to learn, to hear, to learn words, meanings, and to be able to meditate. Which means able to transform the mind into the path to full enlightenment. this perfect step to pierce happiness. So His Holiness often says, so in this world you see human beings have more intelligence than you see animals. Human beings have unbelievable intelligence, but used in the wrong way to harm, to destroy, used for destruction of the world. You see, to destroy the world, to harm yourself and to harm yourself and the one being, to harm others. as his son of Dalai Lama Buddha compassion, leader of peace in this world, who gives hope, and who gives hope to many millions and millions of people's lives in the West, not only East but also the West, who feels their lives meaningless, hopeless, and who a guide to their living, who gives hope in many millions and millions of people in the West to see. Giving hope in their life after seeing and hearing some words that they feel that they have hope in their life, and you see that their life is not hopeless, there is something to be achieved, that they can make their life beneficial to others, to this world, to oneself. You see that there is something worthwhile thing to do in life, you know? So many people think they learn even few minutes of his teachings, even few minutes of hearing his nice words, those come from oceans of knowledge, the skies of compassion. To each and every single sentient beings, without any discrimination, nationality or which religion, or whether it's Tibetan or Tibetan, compassion to every living being without discrimination. So anyway, so here, so this is what Krishna used to say. So in this world, we have a lot of intelligence, but it's used to harm. To harm the world. If it's kind of correctly used, the intelligence, then you can benefit. You can bring so much happiness, unbelievable happiness in this world. Unbelievable happiness in this world by one person. Who has influence? Good heart. So can benefit so many millions and millions and millions, billions of people in this world and animals by bringing happiness to human beings. Bring happiness to animals as well. All the insects, living in the water, animals living in the water, living in the ground, And they see so much, they hunting to the, destroy one country or to destroy human beings, killing human beings, but the way, bombs and so forth. So many beings testing bombs in the oceans, down the land. So many sentient beings, even there's no human being killed, but so many beings killed their standards, in the water and the ground pirates. Unbelievable. Anyway, so that's a very, very unfortunate. So unfortunate. So that person become, intelligent. Use that way, to harm. So then that person become object to be terrified by the rest of the world. That person become object to be terrified by the rest of the world. So that. Of course, human beings, they can talk, they can complain. Maybe some countries can't, maybe they don't have much power, can't, how much they suffer, they can't talk, doesn't come to know in the world how much they suffer in some countries. But they can express, so much they can try, have meetings, all that thing. But the animals, they cannot express in the TV. Animals, they cannot come in TV express, TV station, they cannot come there to express, to explain. That's good one. Oversee the TV at that man, but, isn't that the one who, usually believe. Oh, Larry King. So the Larry King, usually wear blue, blue shirt and different blue changes. I think my wife very much is blessed. And then always the special straps on the hand. That's very special. The other people use ties and jackets and tie and jackets. Many heavy things. But here it is blue. So the blue one changes different days. So pink, not pink, but last night was very different. It has some black, some unusual. Anyway, so no animals don't come to Larry King's to, doesn't ask Larry King to interview. So they spread their sufferings. So they, all those blues who dying suffer so much. So from their freedom, from their kind of stress, their feelings, their needs. So that's so one time sometime with the guy from Australia came. You know the crocodile said the crocodile hunter. They covered the handle, so not as a handle, but what's his name? Steve something. I think I'm sure everyone knows the guy, the nice guy from Australia. he lives near Genesis Institute, I heard. Also one of our original mental center in Australia, Genesis Institute in Queensland. So I heard he lived nearby. So anyway, I think last year or something, he came to the United States. So he came to talk to interview talk to Larry King. So he brought his snacks. He didn't bring crocodile. So he brought snacks and some trees. So he put the snack on the table. There was a Larry King dinner, because didn't have familiarity with snacks. of course, he's a king of experience. with the animals or the snakes, with crocodiles, so Larry King didn't have an experience being animal. So then he put the snake on the table, I think it became quite a bit too much for him. How I saw was Larry King quickly finished the meeting. Quickly packed up. That was too much, animals, the snakes, Anyway, so what I'm saying here, we're using our intelligence that we have to see, to destroy, to destroy completely the inner enemy. The self-cherishing thought, ego, and the delusion, the ignorance, the anger, attachment. This root, negative emotional thoughts, which always gives you
problem, suffering.
Must you suffer? Not only from birth, after now, after today, after this second, not only that, even life before. That from beginning of the rebirth, then existing within the ones of metal continuum, the enemy, the demon, sort of cherishing cult, this is in the enemy. So that which harms, makes you suffer mentally and physically, and then which causes to reincarnate, to take rebirth. Because of rebirth, then old age. Because of rebirth, then sicknesses. Because of rebirth, all the relationship problems. Life driven crazy by the attachment, desire, you see, and driven crazy by anger, jealous mind, and all this pride, all these things. because of rebirth, all the suffering on the basis of that, all the suffering is first of all, see, there's the suffering of unable to find object of desire. So much suffering, then after one has found, after one has met, after one has found, then there's another suffering, another problem, dissatisfaction. You can't get the satisfaction, can't get the fulfillment. So another problem begins, another suffering begins. After one has, if it's material possession, after one has received, unable to protect, you know. And then so many problems. And then if it's a friend, that one has found, met, could not get satisfaction, and many other, then after having met, then so many other problems begins, start. One experience. Then all the fears of separation, there's all this always minded state of that. So never give you any peace. These delusions never give you any peace, and especially the self-cherishing thought. So constantly torture the life. Suffer with so many bring so many problems. So because of rebirth, then you want to experience death. So even the things that which we don't want to hear, I don't want to think about, scared to think about death, you know. Even though that's the reality of our life, after birth, we die. that, as you mentioned, the teachings, end of the dead. At the end of the birth is dead. It's the nature of samsara. being under the control of karma and delusion, haven't taken this, you know, this rebirth, this aggregates. This time we have body and mind, but not necessarily all the time there's body and mind, and there's only mind, you know, of the, there's the holy entire samsara, you know, by in three categories, the desire realm, form realm, formless realm. So there's only mind, no body, the aggregates. So however, whichever realm you are, the desire realm, where we are now, that we have a desire in the external, the five sense objects, see, and the form realm, formless realm, whichever realm of samsara we are. However, all these are nature, all these are the nature of suffering, contaminated, contaminated seed of delusions, and production or creation of the impure cause, the karma and delusion. So that, so, so say, until we're able to remove the seed of delusion, that which is to imprint, which is on our mental, until we're able to do that, from where the cause of death and rebirth, all the sufferings the way which we experience between, which comes from that. So. So kind of comes from delusion karma, and the delusion comes from the core, from that imprint seed, which is a latent or in mental continuum. So now mental continuum. So until we remove that seed of delusion by actualizing by method, the actualizing the spirit path, that which directly able to cease, remove the cause of delusion. So it has got them completely removed. we have to, after death, we have to be, after death, that's after rebirth, then natural life that we have died. So, but if you are able to actualize path in this life, to be able to remove the seed of delusion, then we don't have reincarnate again. So, question, you see, whether, say, again reincarnate not, taking the suffering of rebirth, see, the aggregates, you see, taking another one, so, which with that again you have to experience all the sufferings which with that realm is. So so therefore yeah. So this part, so until we say able to remove the cause of seed completely, the say that seed delusion with nature imprint. Until we are able to do that, then as far as one is samsara, that and the end of the birth, end of the rebirth is death. end of meeting is a separation. So until we are say, yeah, free from the samsara, this yes. Cycle of death and rebirth, said, free from, you see, changing birth again and again, is this, you see, suffering aggregates caused by karma delusion, okay? It's contaminated aggregates caused by karma delusion. So, in, I say, yeah. So the, meeting and gathering and separation. So family members, so we are gathered here, and then you see, we are gathered here now, but I don't know when, but sooner or later, not many hours, anyway, so separation. So anyway, even just thinking here, if we gather now this hour, but sooner or later we separate, you see. So in the family, gathered, consciousness came from the animal realm, or for hell realm, or Mugosu, and devil realm, or human realm, somewhere, some other universe. Like that. Then, you see, to the human body, and born in the family, and so consciousness came from totally, somewhere else. To human body, and with some connection in the past, so gathered this time, but sooner or later, in the Shosamsa, it has to see, everybody has to be separate. So the gathering ends with separation. Whether it is a family, couple, whether it's a guru disciple, whatever you see, that's natural. And then material possession after collection, end of the collection, finish. So you collect, first put so much effort to collect, but then it ends with finishing. So all this, so forth, all this being higher, higher position or whatever, being wealthy, the trillionaire, and however. even this life become beggar or poor after being high, they think become lower as well, high position, then whether it's position same or that happens, then total change. Next life something else. next life totally something else, or another universe, or not even, not even high realm, insects or something, you see, like that. so a good karma could totally something else. So especially we think a lot from life to life, then after the human being, then so it can be a law of being, animal or hell or hunger goes, so from especially within another life, then it's unbelievable that what change, happens to that mind. The body change, totally change, but not continuity, but the mind is the continuity, the same mind which was human being, which had human body before, then next to something else, so like that. So So like that to say. So, so here, whatever I said. So what we're going to do here is to destroy, to totally cease, make it completely non-existent, this enemy, enemy, this delusion, this demon, this self-cherishing thought, that hunts, that has been hunting you, torturing you, and see. All the time, giving you problem all the time, you know? Even this life, see. I think I've told that, as I mentioned before, previous life, from beginning of the birth, yeah? It's very terrifying, everything like that. So, so this so these delusions are terrorists. Self-cherishing for the terrorists. Very most harmful terrorists. And then this ignorance and attachment here, yeah, this very cheating mind, very deceiving, looking nice, but totally cheat, deceive you, and totally makes you yourself to totally lose, you know, so very cunning, very deceiving mind, very, you know, like a person, a bad friend that has been cheating you many years. You see, and now you find out. Now you discover after so many years, you find out they have been cheated. And then you see, then you want to, then you see, then you, see, you don't see anymore. You don't see anymore. So you want to destroy, you want to completely destroy that, that person, see, you know, I see. Full hatred, you know. The thinking, you know, how many years, even one time cheating, even 1 hour cheating, you know, very angry, you know, harm, kill back, you see, harm back, charge back. So, no question about many years cheating, you see. Now here, this attachment, you know, delusion, you see, cheating us, cheating oneself, not just from birth to now, but cheated oneself from beginning of this rebirth, time without beginning, it has been cheated, that has been cheating oneself, oneself, see, from time without beginning, from beginning is rebirth, and that's why we're still suffering as a result. As a result, we have suffering body and mind, still. You know, freedom is not like the arahatas, you know, who are completely, I say, liberated from suffering, or the higher bodhisattvas who has spiritual body, who has totally abandoned the suffering, rebirth, all these sicknesses, death, you know, caused by delusion karma. Is they completely abandoned, which they are totally free, or that even we didn't become Buddha or fully enlightened being, but I say, didn't become even Bodhisattva, high Bodhisattva, who don't experience those sufferings, or not even Arhat, who is free from the suffering of samsara. So, we see, didn't achieve even those, even that level. So that we still, still we have suffering, body and mind, is not free from samsara. So, so this, So as soon as often says, as you remember, that the attachment looking like somebody who's, I remember that word, somebody who's affectionate to you, you know, kind of looking like, kind of, what you just said, affectionate of the, as loves you, kind of, say. So appears like that, believes like that. in the one form. the anger looks like a big spot. So the your brother was a big spot, like you rely upon somebody. Yeah, weak person, weak person, you know, somebody who's very, somebody who's very strong, you know, to defeat others, or who, somebody who's hung, then you allow somebody who's very strong, like that, or see, like, say, like strong supporters, you know, behind you something very strong supporters, something like that. something like that, you know, that I'm sure. As soon as I said, so that actually, it's not realizing that the shortcomings are harmful, not even discovered, and then so appearing believing like this. So, however, the 84,000 teachings of Buddha antidote to the medicine, to the sicknesses of the mind, various sicknesses of the mind, you know, like the delusion. So based on the ignorance and attachment. So then the branches from each one, so many delusions, you know, branches from this root. Buddha taught 84,000 teachings as like medicine for all those delusions. To cease completely the delusions which cause all the sufferings. So the 84,000 teachings taught Buddha which is integrated into Lamrim. The stages prior to enlightenment are composed by great holy being. Lama Tisha. And where the title Lamrim, the stages path to enlightenment, started. Then Lama Tsongkhapa wrote the most extensive commentaries on that, and so many other lamas wrote commentaries on that, on the stages path to enlightenment. With their own experience, not just a scholar, wise, learned in the words and the religion, not that, but with their own realizations, with their own discoveries, with their own proof, whole path proved that they have themselves actualized, proved to their own. To themselves through the practice, through the correct practice, as Buddha himself did. It should be full enlightenment, complete pardon, it should be full enlightenment. So that. So now here, this Lamrim that Lama Tisha met so simplified and was very vast, you know, the 100 volumes are here, simplified, and you see, made very clear how to go about enlightenment, how to complete the spiritual path, you know, after from where to begin, and from where to begin, beginning path, you see. So you have very clear direction of your life. This gives you a very clear direction of life. How to go about to enlightenment. And that this is not just mere belief. This is not just mere belief. like some other religion, see that that if you jump, make a hole down there, and then say fire or to put trident in the hole, then you just jump on the roof. You jump on the roof, on the trident, in the hole where there's trident. So the trident, you see, the center one, the trident, so the center one goes through the crown, and the other point comes through the shoulder, other one comes through the other shoulder. So if that happens, then you achieve liberation. You see, if that happens by jumping, so there are many things like this, you know. Then see, there's no one. There's other death. Other death, there's nobody. I mean, other death, there's nobody who explains, oh, I achieve liberation. You know, I achieve liberation, you see. There's nobody who proved that death. You never hear one single being, one, you see. Follow that path, you know, achieve liberation. Explain all the experiences. There's no follow that belief, you see. There's not even one. And things like that, you know. So just already for similar. It's similar, the philosophy, you see, somebody who's not Muslim, then You see, by killing that, you go to heaven. As somebody who is not your religion, then by killing that, you go to heaven, or things like that. Or, but I'm not sure there. Because among them, they kill each other. Not a question of another religion. The same religion, they kill each other. So that I'm not sure. You go to heaven or not, I'm not sure. Among the same religion, they kill each other. But still you go to heaven? For that I'm not sure. So I go to heaven. So anyway, maybe the heaven, Iraq. to go on there again. No? Anyway, so example like that, you see. So after death, there's nobody who is planning that. Experience of liberation, you know, that you achieved, you see. How is it? What is it? Anyway, so there's nobody there. So there are so many things like that. So it's not like that. Here, it's not just mere belief. That omniscient one, the kind, compassionate with Shakyamuni Buddha himself, explained like a mad guide, you see, all the details, how to go about to liberation, cessation of all the suffering causes, you know, to lose karma, cause of all the suffering, and go about enlightenment. So like a very detailed mail, so I explained everything as he himself experienced, and so all those teachings, Buddha taught many hundreds of volumes of teachings talking about path, seizing the causal suffering, delusion, department, achieving enlightenment. So the great pundits, then they analyzed, like a scientist, they checked, you know, Buddha's path that is revealed by Buddha, you know, all those hundreds of volumes of teachings, they analyzed, by reasoning, like scientists checking, you see. So, and then yogis, put into practice and achieved the same experience, achieved enlightenment as Buddha did. So they correctly practiced as Buddha explained and had same achievement as Buddha did. And so therefore, even nowadays, even nowadays, you can see. even your cannot meet that pandit, that yogi now is the who wrote all the incredible teachings, commentary on Buddha's teachings, even you don't meet that same being now in that aspect. But we see the caves, we see the monasteries, we see the caves, places where they practiced, where they achieved attainment, like Milarepa, so Lama Disha, Lama Tongkhapa, so many, you see, from different countries, many great holy beings, meditators happened and achieved enlightenment there, and so many wrote the experiences. So many of those caves. Still the story is not lost. There are so many in the world, that one can visit, that one can, you know, make pilgrimage and inspires aspires, firmness in the wings, causes rise devotion, to that enlightened being, and she is inspired to, inspires to give up delusion, renounce selfish mind, and delusions renounce, and so to have to attend to complete the spiritual path to liberation to enlightenment. So if you inspire to engage in practice and give hope that you can definitely do that, to some of the faith and hope by reading their life stories, how they achieved how they practiced and how they achieved how they succeeded in the attaining path, and so places so where you feel receive some of the blessing by being there, being those places, you receive so much blessings, calm and peaceful mind, and you receive so much blessing that very easy to meditate, being those places, so easy to meditate, without much effort. Without much effort, you see, the mind just comes in, naturally comes in meditation. Meditation that, so sadhana, so whatever you're doing there, you just very, without much effort, otherwise you need here, very easily, able to think, able to meditate, or have experience. So that you do, which they bless the place. They, had attainment this place. So with that, I made so much prayer to the place beneficial for sentient beings. So up to now, not only past, even now, there are so many from different countries, many meditators, you see, still, even now, exercising path, having realizations. Not only that has happened in the past, thousands of years ago or 200 years ago, none of that. Even now, those who are correctly practicing, you see, they are attaining path, even now. So, so you see, that it is happening. So that's the proof. That's the proof. How you can trust. That you can trust. So the other thing is that of course before one learn the meditation, heard the teachings, before one meditate, practice, because you can't tell, because you can't prove. But if you don't have realization, if you have realization, of course, if you don't have realization, even just reading the teaching, even just by reading the teaching of the Buddha, those great great Pandit yogis, those great Bodhisattvas, you see, their commentaries, their experience of the past, even just by reading, it helps your mind. So you discover, and you are able to bring calmness, and you are able to control your mind. That even by just reading, you're able to control anger, you're able to control desire, or these negative emotional thoughts. Even by reading, it has deep connected to the mind, just even by reading. And if you meditate, especially when you meditate, definitely when the mind is in that state, when the mind is during that time, during that time while one is meditating, those different types of meditation. For example, while one has so much emotional problem, so the anger, somebody who harm, somebody who provoke, somebody who abuse you, or strong desire to those who praise you, or who help you, who praises you, when the mind is like this, attachment to somebody, grasping things, somebody angry. When you do the meditation, equanimity, foundation for bodhicitta. Letting go I. Letting go I. He said. Cherishing I, renounce others, which is the source of all the harms, sufferings, now and future to you, to yourself, one person, and harm, suffering, directly, indirectly, numberless other living beings, they receive from you, directly, indirectly, from life to life. They receive harm from you. Because renouncing others, do not care, renouncing others. So that's the effect. What it does to you, life, and what it does to affect what other symptoms they receive. Directly or indirectly, numberless other symptoms. From beginningless rebirth, not just this life, from beginningless rebirth. And it will continue like this, hanging to yourself, hanging to numberless symptoms, directly or indirectly, from life to life. So, now, letting go I, cherish others, so you see here, totally opposite. From that, letting go I, cherish others, you achieve all the happiness, all the temporal happiness, ultimate happiness, liberation, full enlightenment. So all the happiness you achieve. But you, the one person, achieve all the happiness. And numberless sentient beings, they receive happiness, direct. All the sentient beings, they receive happiness from you, from your city. Good heart, cherish others directly, indirectly. So then, even now like this, but eventually, you, the one person, able to cease numberless other sentient beings, their suffering causes, and bring them in full enlightenment. So you, the one person, with the change of the mind, attitude, from cherishing I into cherishing others, then the effect is steady happiness. So that we are able to achieve all the happiness of enlightenment. For you, the one person, then the numberless sentiments, even now directly in that. Or the eventually liberate them from all the suffering causes and bring them in the full enlightenment. So this is what you, this was, what you would do. I said, what, uh, effect of the that the amateur or so what expensive benefit number of sentient beings which they are able to offer they receive see from your the good heart towards others. So that so I lost my thought. Suddenly it's gone. So anyway, so what I'm saying here, so the Lamrim, so anyway, come back, see. So now here, so this, I say, to, this inner enemy, you know, this demon, this child, all of this. So to, that which harms you, that which is done harming to you, from beginning into the birth, and who will harm you without end. Without end. If see, that not only that happened, numberless sentient beings, it harms to numberless sentient beings from life to life, directly, indirectly. So this like this, have been harming from beginning of the slipper to other sentient beings. Okay. Numberless other sentient beings, have I had it? And in the future, until one changes one's mind, eliminating, ceasing, completely. So therefore, how we can do that? How can do this? Say, then by exercising the remedy path, which ceases all these delusions, all these false delusions, the problems. And it sees in subtle problems, which is pulling up. So the root is, the root is renunciation, bodhicitta, rajyu, the foundation. And based on the root of the path to enlightenment, like that. So you see, as a so to say, so here you see to say here our work here. to Atlantis. So during this time, to Atlantis this path, this the foundation of the whole rest of the path to the rest of the enlightenment. So, so you can see now how it is the most urgency, you know, billion trillion times more urgency to act like this. You see, this realization for us to see. This transformation of mind, see. Of course, normally the life is my happiness, day and night, also my happiness. I have this problem, I have that problem, this problem. I want to go to psychology, down to this little hospital, psychiatrist. My happiness. You know? I have this problem. Somebody abuses me, somebody did this, somebody did that to me. So my happiness. First thing I began like, nothing is important in the world except my happiness. Nothing is important in the world than my happiness. So anyway, so even concerning that, it's the best thing to do. That's why it's lamrim. You see, even concerning my happiness, but there's nothing else. There's nothing else in the world. You see, something better than this. Something can solve the problem. Something can solve the problem very deep. You see, the cause was deep, you see. There's nothing else except lamrim. So even concerning, you see, my happiness, you know, my needs. So now here, not all that. Nobody sent them this happiness. They need, you know, they need your help. Numberless sentient beings, they need happiness. They need your help. They don't have a human body. They have to learn, to understand, learn words meanings, you know, to meditate, to abstract realization. You're not in a human body. Devote all these opportunities like we have this time. That will happen. So even they have human body, but haven't had the opportunity. Haven't received the opportunity. You know, the open heart from their own side. You know. The open heart, giving freedom opening heart and giving freedom to themselves and this devotion, wisdom, understanding, able to discern, able to see what's right. That is brings happiness to them, to others. Wrong, which brings harm to them and harm others. So, no wisdom to receive these. And so, there's qualified, spiritual guide. Qualified spiritual guide, to ensure the complete path to liberation, to enlightenment, have met. Ensure path without mistakes, have met. So everything's wrong. So, lack of all these, wisdom, blind leader, devoid of blind leader, virtuous friend. So many of these things. So, what they want is happiness, but the way they think and what they attempt. What they want is happiness, but what they do is all wrong. You see, the cause of suffering, method, whatever they attempt, what they run, what they keep busy, run, the cause of the cause of suffering, even though they wish it happiness. So totally opposite. Totally opposite. What they achieve is happiness. But what they see cause, what they create is not happiness. The cause of happiness is a cause of suffering. So due to ignorance, like a Dharma wisdom. So then that must to cause continuously suffer things. Happiness. They wish like oneself. They want happiness, they want suffering, since one's and they all need your help. So therefore, by this reason, also there's an emergency. billion times, emergency to actualize the path, for the first thing to overcome. You want to overcome this inner enemy, So here we should realize that listening, reflecting, meditation, learning, that we should realize that this is the best way, that this is the real, most, deepest method, to bring not only peace in this world, but peace and happiness to numberless human beings. So that so you can see here. Without without our own practice. First, without yourself practicing and you see, tame the mind. So, these negative emotions or these delusions that harm you and others, harm the world, harm to all sentient beings. So this to destroy this, to eliminate this. So this is start with this to bring peace in the world to all sentient beings. with change of one's mind, liberating oneself from this, then one can offer deep benefit to other sentient beings, to shorten path and through their practice, actual path, and overcome the delusions, remove the delusions. They're able to bring numerous sentiments to liberation and all of that. And the peace, happiness, the full enlightenment. So we should recognize that this is the happiest life using our life, dedicating our life. Not only for your own ultimate happiness, but dedicating your life, especially towards all sentient beings, and offering this service to all sentient beings, not only sentient beings in this world, but you know. There are numbers in them, there are other numbers in the numbers universes. So, as I just before mentioned, we need happiness, and we don't want to suffer, and consciousness. So, so forth, yeah. To liberate and see. So, mental numbering, trying to see, time to put in effort. So, every day to make our heart closer, closer to the Lambrim, to have realization of Lambrim. So, there's no deepest benefit than these two other sentient beings. There is no more important benefit than this, concerning benefit of other sentient beings. without this realization, without your mind becoming lambrim, your heart, cannot say, even yourself cannot be free from suffering, not only can you liberate others from suffering, from samsara, there's no more important service than this to other sentient beings. Transform your mind, transform your mind path, say Lambrim. So even the weapons, bombs, weapons, even they are temporarily stopped using. But it's just temporary, you see. but it doesn't mean that it's not going to be used forever. See that. So to not harm, to not harm forever to others, to bring peace to others, oneself, others, to bring peace and happiness, you see. So that depends on the mind, depends on the heart of people. Total transformation is need to develop loving and compassion, bodhicitta, in the ultimate good heart, they talk benefit others, cherish others, benefit others, need to change hearts of everyone in this world. Need to change into bodhicitta, into the most precious holy mind, cherishing others, letting go of eyes, cherishing others. You see, otherwise, without a good heart, without, you see, stable good heart, can't rely. Just temporarily stop weapons, using weapons. whether the weapons harm or not, it's up to the people's mind. It's up to if they have thought to harm, then the weapon becomes harmful. If they don't have thought to harm others, then the weapon doesn't become harmful. Generally speaking, so that's good heart, bodhicitta or the loving kindness compassion thought, good heart, in the hearts of the leaders of the world, in the hearts of the people, then all the dangerous weapons, bombs, say goodbye. So all the dangerous weapons, bombs, say goodbye. Like the airborne day, goodbye, doctors. Everyone day with my doctor. good heart and day in the hearts of people in this world. Goodbye bombs of the so how much changes over the days, you know? This is a harmful thing. So how to develop a good heart? So another question, how to develop kind of compassion? Is how to develop? Well, that's a big question. You see, yes, you should have it, you know, that's one thing, but how to develop is a big question. So this is what we're doing here. So it should realize that, and then we can recognize so that we feel that you feel, you see, how important it is, how this is the most important thing. that concern yourself, concern, as I mentioned before, concern your needs, your happiness, your now and future, well. Especially concerning happiness of numberless intervals. So that I think the prayer has gone. I think somebody did. While I'm talking, somebody did the prayer. even we are unable to have actual realization of phenomena in this life, but we practice maintaining this as much as possible in this life. So that mind is not so ready, so much as the preparation done, we are much closer. So the next lives. Without much difficulties, without taking much time, then the message of next life, as you read Dharma text, immediately you are able to have realizations. Or the message when you hear the teachings from the Guru, then during that time you are able to have realizations. Or just a little bit of meditation, able to have realizations. So. Like that. So even the realization didn't happen in this life, but also by with much effort, leaving much positive imprint in the mind, you know, they make way to each realization in next life. So that. As his mother explains that, usually when he's giving teachings through the Tibetan audience, you know, then there's from text, you know, the extensive subject from text. Advice at the beginning, as motivation, as advice for people's lives, you know, for the sanghas, for the lay, you know, how to live life. then they say, so in the past, particular So for Western students, this was particularly the image was usually near the end, you know, something. Oh, that we should not, say that we should not think. Lana Tundung means is it. Oh, you know, Lana Tundung is it. You expect, you know, you expect that you will achieve realization within a month, within a year, month, you see, or some weeks. Right? So you expect your attainment in a very short time. Then, if it didn't happen, then you give up, disappointed, and give up. So. So Lana Tung Tung is that one. I don't know what's the English translation, but so that's the meaning Lana Tung Tung. So usually he's not explained that. many hundreds of eons, you see, one must plan to meditate. to practice Dharma, you know, many hundreds of eons, you see, to practice, once you plan to practice, you know, for many times, even test, to achieve, you know, to achieve realization. So moderate this. That is a particular advice, you know, at the end of the teaching, something for or something, you know, So there's three advice only to the practice. Mikyang Sing. Mikyang Sing. Hong Sang Zhe. I mentioned three, but one I don't remember. For the I think I come back to this text. So make dancing. You look at it very far beyond your pleasure, motivation. You plan, enlightenment. Look at very far, enlightenment. Consumption. That is, what's not happening? You know, so kind of what? You get what?
Anxious.
And you're so anxious that it's not happening. You know? I haven't been with you for not this many weeks, this many days, this many weeks, this many months, years, you know, nothing happened. You know? So, make yourself stressed and lonely and you know, so rather than you know, kind of so relaxed, so the third one I don't remember. Does anybody remember?
Is it something to do with being steady?
Yes. So the I didn't remember the term, but I think the third one is continual. You see, relaxed. Relaxed. Not relaxed, that when there's little tiredness, then you know you lay down, so you say go to the beach or something. Say, you know, go sightseeing or something. They say movies or something. Anyway, not that the so generally is not stress yourself, not creating room, relaxed. But every day, remember the always continuity. You know, very inside, you know, not giving up, very inside, not giving up, continuity, stability, continuity. So that's that's how we get to the start. So I think the most important one, I think what I see most important one is continuity. In the realization, you know, some change not happening, you don't see, like now, but you know, look at very fast, they, like people are climbing Mount Everest, so look very far, from the west, you know, from California, where Mount Everest, from Bajapani to Mount Everest. Anyway, so very long goal, you see, you know, thing to go there, right on top. So you can aim that. So you prepare, you know, you prepare and you, no matter how much you get tired and so on, right? But, you know, when you every day, you see, then eventually you make it on the top. So I think that's what many people, I mean, many people died. But many people did succeed, you see. So, and many people died right at the top. Many people died at the very top, then when the top down died. didn't have time to come back home. Didn't have time to get the gold medal. So I think continuity is continuity, not giving up. Even the little, even that practice you do is a little, you know. Even just 1 hour, or half hour, you know, even half hour. I'm just giving that, using an example. But doesn't mean do only half hour. I'm not saying that. But even half hour or 1 hour, half hour, anyway. But continuity, I think, seems the most. God said last year, that's the most important one. So then. Eventually it happens. So even what you do is not all day long or not many hours, maybe 1 hour, however long, equanimity is the most important thing. So here I would like to mention that what I used to mention in the past, that to channel our thinking. What's better to say? Stable concentration that can last for eons, that cannot be disturbed. Concentration that can last for eons. So even big drums beating. next to your ear cannot disturb your concentration. The concentration can last for, can last for eons. having achieved samatha, kamatha, you see, a stable concentration like this. The common cities. That able to fly by psychic power, you know, by able to fly by psychic power, and the clairvoyance, you know. Able to predict, able to see past, future, far distance, you know? So like five types of clairvoyance. Can see past, future, life, can see very, get very far. maybe you can also read others' mind. So there are five types of the clairvoyance. So this by depending on the wind that one can go so fast, where it takes many months, that you can go within a few hours, you know, the power of wind, you see. the kind of cities. having all these, you know, cities, these powers, and material lumbering, which one's better, more meaningful, after this general state, I think. He said, right, the general said, I would prefer even just questioning, in what is lumbering? Just a question about what is lumbering. For these, then having all those you know, not even a question of lumbering, you see, they have all the attainment, you see, those powers. So, the general is reply. I would prefer even just questioning what is lumbering, you know. you see, then have all those other powers. So now the reason is this. so we, as ever, we achieved those samatha come about in those meditation, have stable concentrations. We have those realizations, numberless times in the past, So that's why we were born in the form realm numberless times. And the four levels of firm contemplation we achieved numberless times. And from there we went to formless realm numberless times through meditation, you see. But that's true. This is a samsara, you know. This is not samsara. so form realm, formless realm, they're all self nature. They are just self nature. And the control karma delusion, contaminate the seed of delusions. So pervaded by suffering. So this if you achieve formless realm where there's no suffering or pain, not only there's no suffering or pain, suffering or change, where there's no suffering or change. Only the pervasive compound of suffering. So as I just mentioned before. But because not having realized didn't have a total renunciation of samsara, discovering the formless realm, the last one, tip of the samsara, which is the four levels, fourth one, tip of samsara. So because there's no higher realm, there samsara, you can compare the other ones better, more peace, you know, than the chip of samsara, you see, for the level of performance realm. There's no higher samsara realm to compare to. So there's no antidote. So there's no to be detached. There's no method to be detached to the samsara. So you don't see there's a suffering. So still there's a, even though you have a detachment, even though you see detachment where we are, our realm, the aggregates, you see, only nature of suffering. That's from the realm, they see as, like, you know, these aggregates, only nature of suffering. like Africa or some of those places, you see, where there's a lot of disease and very unhygienic, very dirty, some places like that, scared or no attraction. Can't find attraction to live there, you see, in that life, you see, even for a second. like being in the, you have no interest, attraction, to be inside the septic tank. To be inside the septic tank or the with all the poopies not poobie. not poobie to this. See, there's no attraction, not even for 1 second, to be there. You see, one second to be in the separate tank, you see, with all the smell, all this stuff, you see. So that this are the formula mean they see. They see, you see, our aggregate see, and all that. These are sense enjoyment, we think something really incredible pleasure or something, but this is just one nature of suffering, just terrible, disgusting. So the formless realm, see, form realm, disgusting. You know, total detachment, only suffering. So take the sums. So the formless realm, this number. The fourth level table samsara. So there is no higher samsara realm to compare to. So the, to realize the table samsara is only spiritual suffering. So therefore, there is total detachment in our system, desire and formless realm, the previous three realms, except the table samsara. So unable to generate total analysis of samsara. So and didn't have a wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, which ceases the cause of delusion, the seed of delusion. So then, when that karma, how long to that? Finish it then again, stand it, and the concrete karma, the reckon of even the lower realm. So circle again. So we've been born from this realm number of times. We have those concentrations, and they can, and that can we see last few years because we have reached before that Sri Samatha, Tu Samatha, have those eight city, clear ones we achieved in the past, you know. Those common cities, those psychic powers. So they're flying, even the bird flies. Even the bird flies. They insert the flying. So the psychic power of flying is not special. because we achieved those knowledge time in the past, we didn't get liberated even from samsara, you see? So that's the reason. that's because the reason I suspended before, having to see, didn't achieve renunciation of samsara, total renunciation of samsara. Wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, you know, the season, the department, you see, there is those, you know, cause of samsara, bodhicitta. So therefore, Chikajit Nambha Christian answered, I would prefer even questioning what is love, you know. So, then Pongatishinibu mentioned that even reciting one hundred millions of the mantras, from the number of this and that mantras, you know, 100 million times. So it's still not the real meaning of life. it's just a branch, there's not man practice, there's just branches of the practice. There's a tree, and there's branches. So those numbers of preliminaries, those 100 millions of mantras, the branches, the branches of trees, not the main trunk, the main mantras. it's good, I say, but not the real meaning of life. Not the most meaningful life. So then said, even seeing Buddha, even seeing Buddha and Maitreya Lamrim, what is more meaningful? Maitreya Lamrim is more beautiful, what is more beautiful? Maitreya Lamrim is more meaningful than even seeing Buddha. among our students, there are people who saw Buddha, you know, here and there, too, you know, short time. But that doesn't mean you have influence for Buddha. That doesn't mean you should have influence. Just about that. So you see. Just seeing Buddha. vision of Buddha, just seeing Buddha doesn't, you know, that time you achieve the learning, take and part in the realizations. sleep, meditating, creating. So I gave as an example that people who had the vision Buddha is there. So but the other doesn't mean the achievement realization, you see. Since from that time they had the Langham realization and that the good effort and the mental Langham can have learned. So the most meaningful life. Most beneficial meaningful life is the meeting of memory. That's good, but it's not really meaningful life. that is important one to remember. Yeah, important one to remember in our daily life. So you spend your life branches practice, but leave out the main path. Attain the Lamrim is a material path, leave that, then there is branches of practice, then you see what that is meaningful to say. Such a tribute to the effect, you see. Such a tribute to something that you have great, well, you have great success in the path, you know. So leave out the main practice, the mental learning attaining, and then do the branch of practice. just that, then can't can't have quick. Say it's good, but really can't have it. It's a quick progression. So that. So that's why I would mention that. When you do plenary practices, do the Lamrim, do the Lamrim, integrate. half hour preliminary practice if you have time to get down some number. However, besides the Lamrim retreat and also preliminary practice, Lamrim, even if you're doing Lamrim, but it's sort of the preliminary. So purifying the quite a marriage, you know that. you say, Guru Yoga practice, as it's a Guru Puja or the Lamasong Guru Yoga, whatever, whichever Guru Yoga, through the blessing of Guru, and so that the heart of realization, so the purifying the defilements, you know, the karma, obstacles, and means to like the merits, the development, so forth, you know, the process and so forth. About that, with this sort of then the issue of body, mental, and then so that has it. Or even we do tantric retreat, but without langrim, it has no taste. Without langrim, it's empty. It doesn't become without bodhicitta, it doesn't become correct practice. Doesn't cause the enlightenment. Without right view, that doesn't be untrue to samsara. Doesn't be untrue to samsara. The retreat, you know, that high school daily doesn't become untrue to samsara. And antidote doesn't antidote to the root of samsara ignorance, delusions, and things. It doesn't liberate you from samsara. As it doesn't antidote to samsara. So, without renunciation, then of course things practice doesn't become. Even costly liberation or something like that. So even when we do tantric retreat, what makes the retreat rich is by the taking of part in Buddhism, renunciation, not just by the Buddhism, then that makes the retreat very rich. Very meaningful. So very food, very tasty. Like apple pie, hot apple pie, and the cream on the top. So how about even doesn't have. Doesn't have much time. You know, they have very short time to, you know, just to go about it. So beginning 15 minutes, 20 minutes after in the long run. Then, you know, strong, as much as possible, strong renunciation, but remember the antidote impairments that, and the, there is strong compassion, which is based on thinking of suffering or samsara. Actually, there other symptoms of suffering, so the hands of others, so how strong was it? So so until one have realization, until one needs to realization of the jitta, so putting the main effort in Lamgum to have renunciation of this life, renunciation of future life samsara, then after only then you can have realization of the jitta. Here I can jump, but they realize emptiness, so that everyone has much imprint from past lives, so much imprint, have read, have heard teaching of them, meditated, so much imprint, then if you have a lot of merit, imprint a lot of merit, then realize the emptiness is not difficult. They realize the emptiness is what find very difficult. Difficult is for those. The difficulty is for those who have a small merit and those who have as much imprint. much, doesn't have much imprint from past. So difficult is it for him. But the person has a lot of merit and imprint from past life, much imprint, has not been able to realize it. emptiness. of course, one thing is that one must, that experience must continue to develop the then have, if we didn't have realization some time past, then didn't one have to achieve that. so that one can develop say the meditation from the seeking meditation from the view after realization of the after having realized emptiness, then the try to last concentration even to shine. So the seeking meditation from the right view. That's one of the seeking meditation from the right view. So one can create insight, which is preparation for Arya path, exalted path with wisdom directly between emptiness, which is the only realization that directly, only then directly it will cease the defilements, the cause of delusion, the imprint. So here, during this retreat, the June session material I'm bringing, so the Venerable Rene will lead June session I'm bringing, going over the Lambrin. But what I would like during this retreat is practice as much as possible mindfulness. Not only retreat during session, but retreat also in break time. Break time from Dharma, then that becomes a problem. Break time from Dharma, then becomes a problem. And if you are having a break from Dharma, then that means you are not yet in the lower realm, but not yet in the lower realm, but that means you are preparing for the lower realm. When your actions do not become dharma, that means non virtue. So that means you haven't born yet to lower realm, but you are making preparation to move on. You are making a passport. To the lower realm, ticket. Then all your actions become unvirtual, so air ticket go to lower realms. also break time from sitting meditation should be also retreat. Mind, but the retreat is mind in retreat. Of course, there's body retreat, speech, body retreat, speech, mind retreat, you see. Of course, there is. So, body retreat, speech, retreat, that helps, you know, that discipline that helps protect the mind. You know, body retreat, speech, retreat. It helps the mind to be in the retreat, it's easier. If the body speech is not in the retreat, then mind, you see, there's a lot of destruction, unable to be in the retreat, you see. retreat away from the first retreat away from non virtuous, retreat away from non virtuous thoughts, you see. That the mind retreat. retreating away from non virtuous thoughts. So that means mind continuously keeping Dharma. so So, tomorrow we see that one on walk, so any people, any animals, birds or insect, whatever you see, however, depressed mind from this. Here is the bodhicitta. So, from this person, from this insect, I have received all my lover's past happiness, present, and all the future happiness liberation. So then to practice that mindfulness, the extensive kindness of the sentient being. That so once we think the reason, then once you know the reason, then just not necessarily think the reason to with everyone, you can, if there's need, you can think the reason. Okay. So all the past, present, which is happiness, all the love's past happiness, from the beginning, this is the birth of now and the present, all the future happiness and liberation and full enlightenment, all this came from my good karma, virtue. And then, that is the excellent Buddha. Okay. Buddha came from, so Buddha, the Buddha has two actions. One is possessed in the sentient beings. One is possessed by the Buddha himself. So this is the one. So this, so you're on virtue, that's Buddha's action. So Buddha, that came from Buddha, Buddha came from Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta came from great compassion. Great compassion is generated by dependent on the kindness of obscure suffering sentient beings. Every single obscure suffering sentient beings. So therefore, every single comfort, all my sentient happiness, I receive by kindness of each and every single sentient beings. So, try to remember what did you say? So as one example, whatever you see, animals or people, so that then also can have conclusion, to achieve enlightenment for that being. To free from oceans of some suffering, can we also that conclusion? what you can think with every being is good, but you just for some time think that. So here, when you think this, then it's then the thought comes to offer service. And then here now, what service do you offer? The kindness of to benefit. Okay. So then you see the best things. You see, as far as Lamjun, okay, in your heart. So that you see that that's the answer. To practice Dharma. So, to practice Dharma, one way I explain it is to practice Dharma, you see. Here I would like to put this way, practice Dharma. So, means, you see, it means to practice lesser below path, lesser below Pranayama, and Pranayama is Mahara Sutra in the Mahara Tantra. How? So we practice renunciation with a little from the lesser below path, then Bodhicitta, okay? Then they said it's time to practice if you have taken any great initiation, it's time to practice. So then they say, generosity. place mandala, you know, rest of others in deity. So there, that's the practice. The other one is, Patimasa bow, for the lay, there's a lay bow. Then if it's Sangha, no question. Then there is the Buddha Sava, then comes the bow. So, I'm going to practice Dharma, which comes the tree. You see, three levels. So, the lesser level, the great of the Mahanesha, the Sutra, the Tantra, the Paramedana path, and the Mahatantra. So, one way to send them more practices. So, Padma Shiva, Sangha, the Sangha is high relation. So, less level, you see. Whatever number of level the one's taken, you see. So, then to put several out, they were taking time to initiation. So, this one was sad. So, one way to think on Pranayama. So, maybe they're going to. So, you can think of both this way and all that one. Narcissism, Buddhism, you know, the perhaps pure appearance, you know, mental appearance for that. So, so we're here, let's say, reading the conclusion, perhaps Dharma, you know. Mental Lambda and Prat Dharma, so not just only transform mind and virtue, but here Dharma not just only transform mind and virtue, but here that. So then that makes you to take more responsibility, you say. Person then makes that so I think stop, yeah. So then do different to mindfulness. So that's my good job. can divide, you see, how many days of Ramadan. You can do our first day, like good devotion, mindfulness, you know, hold that whole day, you see. Then next day, you see, the transition to the tribe, the impermanence, or cutting, all that. Relate everything, your life. What you see, what you know, everything, you know, to realize how this precious and all that, and also, you know, impermanence. You see, one day, you know, everything about precious, about meaning, all this, and that's the impermanence, you know, everything, but everything, what you see, people, yourself, trees, and the wind blowing, and the wind falling down, and the whole thing is the impermanence. You know, everything, but you're not natural impairment. So, doing like this is also very effective. Everything relates, you know, or to the impairment. So, this is an idea. I mean, you can do like that, even have the days of London. So, it's a very, very good anti emptiness, you know. If it's 3 days, if it's 3 days, then, you know, 1 day is not such 1 day. So, the mindfulness, you know, on break time, that's a very, very good So, much more meaningful, say, become cause to renunciation of samsara and is it to liberation, to be free from samsara, to liberation, to enlightenment. Then you see, then you know, doing meditation, you know, or watching breath, or which is, even your mind is not distracted, you know, watching breath, or even mind watching mind, you know, whatever. Even much deeper like that, you know, what mindfulness went. You know, paint, mindfulness walking. but there's no motivation, renunciation of samsara, nothing. Without renunciation, without motivation, renunciation of samsara, you see, without bodhicitta, without right view, nothing, you know. Just paying attention to walking, you know. Paying attention, I'm stealing. Yeah, the thieves, they need a lot of attention. The terrorists, they need a lot of awareness. Terrorists, you know, they need a lot of awareness. Thieves, right time, how to do exact, so much skill, you know. A lot of awareness, a lot of mindfulness there. But there's no renunciation, no right view. There's no renunciation, no right view. No emptiness while they're stealing. While they're stealing, there's no emptiness meditation. While the terrorists have an emptiness meditation there. That's the message of English. So if we don't have those, if we don't have lamrim, if we don't have motivation lamrim, no lamrim, the three, then you see, difficult to say become dharma, difficult to say become virtue. You know, how much life, even you spend whole life, many years, trying to go to meditation without lamrim, without motivation lamrim. Even watching the mind, if there's no lamrim, if there's no renunciation, no right, no bodhicitta, nothing. There's no renunciation to this life, detachment to this life, the motivation, then doesn't become even dharma. So here mindfulness, mindfulness, yeah. It's a, you know, it's great. It's a yin yam yam. Yum, yum, yum. That's why I stop in yum, yum.